have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
Beautiful Monday morning, and time keep on moving. It's moving here into the future. Time keep on moving. Keep on moving into the future. Hallelujah. This Monday morning, whatever you decide to do, do not wait. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yes.
Because time is moving. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is, August
22nd.
The year is almost done.
And God has given us the gift of time in order for us to manage it. He is the one that made time. He said, this is the day, this is the night.
Yeah.
And then again, he has given us time to be able to manage it, to ensure that what is entrusted into our hands comes to pass. So we must have written goals, clear objectives, timelines. When in Nehemiah, they asked when he was petitioning, when he was in front of the king, they said, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
So there must be timelines.
Yes.
Joshua said, we're going in 3 days. There was a timeline. There must be timelines in order for us to effectively meet our objectives as we work toward manifesting the fullness of the vision of which God has sent us in the earth to manifest. How are we to manifest it? By faith.
Come
how
on.
Are you going to manifest it?
By
faith.
Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Let's say that again. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So how can I please God? And how can you please God? It says, by faith.
And that's in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Pastor had made a statement during the message on Sunday. He said the little cliche, going from nobody to somebody. And usually when we're classified as a nobody, it's because we keep saying no to the things that God has called us to say yes to. So
that's
when
right.
we're continuing to say no, and we're allowing our body to dictate onto us instead of our spirit dictating onto our body, commanding our body, when we allow our body to be in control and we just continually say no, no, no to every opportunity that presents itself, then we're that nobody. But when we begin to do something, it brings us into somebody. We tell our body what it's going to do. You're going to do what I say that you are going to do. Me, my body, my spirit, we're going to do this on today. We're going to do that on today. And you begin to command it. You have total dominion. First, we have to take authority over ourselves. Once we have authority over ourselves, then we're able to operate and expand that authority in the earth realm in different leadership roles and such as we bring forth everything that God has created us to manifest in the earth realm.
Hallelujah. So we have to operate by faith. We have to operate by what? Faith. I want to talk all this week on the simple subject, but very complicated. And the subject is faith. And faith is, this morning, let's start there. Faith is the key that opened the storehouse of God. Faith is what?
The key that opens the storehouse of God.
So, we all know God as a storehouse, right? Mm-hmm. And Malachi chapter 3. Tells us that we don't want to guess things. Mm-hmm. And this study, this devotional study this morning, as you join us, All week, we'll be teaching on the subject faith. We need to understand it so we can do it and we can receive what faith really is and in turn, please God. Yes.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 tells us, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
So, there's the storehouse. And it says, how are we going to get in there? He asks us to do something. He says, bring what? Bring all the tithes where? Into the storehouse. If you do that, you now have access to everything that is in there. Okay? Yeah, so just follow me this morning. Don't turn your dial. Just follow this morning. When you bring the tithe to the storehouse, you have access to what is in there. He says, and see if I won't what? Open. So the tithe will allow that storehouse to be what? Open. And everything that is in there, you have access to it. So when we think of God's storehouse, we're thinking of wealth. We think of healing. We think of salvation. We think of happiness. We think of joy. We think of peace. We think of righteousness. All of that is within God's storehouse. But how do we have access to it? It's by faith. How do we know that we are in faith? When you can do what the word says. Mm-hmm. All right? How do we know that we are in faith? When you can do what the word says. So I pick Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. It's simple, profound, but hard to do. It is simple. It is profound. It's hard to do. Simple, bring the tithe into the storehouse of God. And we have all kind of teaching on this. And we have all kind of interpretation on this. But we don't need no teaching on it. We don't need no interpretation. It's a simple act of obedience, which is faith.
In Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, it gives that key of giving. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness yes. that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. So it says that the testimony of Abel, his giving, how he cared to give unto God the best, how he prepared an offering unto the Lord, he did it with care. He did it with meaning. He did it for appreciation unto God. And he's recognized here in Hebrews chapter 11. And it's the second example of faith in the giving. The first example of faith where it says by faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, yeah. It's the understanding that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So when we realize that the whole world was framed by the word of God in the fullness thereof, and that's how the invisible became visible, through the word of God. When we have the revelation of that, then we trust the word that we read in the book. And when we begin to do it, then we have the testimony of it. We have that good testimony that the elders have obtained, that the witnesses who have went before us have obtained. How? By faith.
Verse 2, for by it. It what? By faith. For we can take the word out and it, we can substitute it and faith for it. For by faith, the elders obtain what? A good testimony. For by faith, the elders obtain a good testimony. Mm-hmm. And that's why Hebrews chapter 11, 6 says, without it, it is impossible to please God. Because without faith, you don't have the testimony of the word of God, how the word of God works. What is that good testimony? That the word of God works. And you just gave a powerful reference in Hebrews chapter 11 with Abel, by faith Abel offered to God a more what? Excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was what? Righteous before God. So you know, I open Diane by saying, in the storehouse of God, there is what? Righteousness. There is righteousness in the storehouse of God. You obtain righteousness in the storehouse of God. And you have to get it through what? Faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is what opened it up to you. Yes.
And verse 1, it gives us the definition of faith. So we're kind of going backwards. In Hebrews chapter 11, we read verse 4, 3, 2, and now back at 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's giving us the definition of now faith. So this is faith for when? Right now. Not faith for the future. Because a lot of times we're operating in faith for the future. We're saying, well, someday, or maybe if this, or maybe if that, someday. But we need to operate in now faith, because the doing it now produces. Looking at it afar off and saying, well, someday, 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 we're not making any action toward it. We must be operating in now faith. So what is now faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's not obtained through the physical senses, but there's a greater sense in the spirit that you already see it, that you believe it. And when we believe, it causes our behavior to change. If we believe $1 million buried in the front yard, we're digging for it. When we really believe something, then we begin to pursue it. Change takes place. So it's evidence of our faith is by doing what we're saying that we believe. When we're doing something toward it, because it says by faith. And if you look at just the word by, the dictionary definition of by, it's a preposition and it's also an adverb. So we know if we look at the word preposition, preposition. So we have to preposition ourselves from the stance of faith. And when an adverb modifies a verb is an action. So we have to modify our action in line with our faith. So if we're declaring something in faith, then our action should be lining up with faith. Our action shouldn't be lining up with the opinions of men or how we feel like at the time. Our action should be aligning with faith. By faith, it's a location. It's tangible. It's something that we are doing. We're modifying our action in according to our faith. So we're not just saying, oh, I believe God, but then doing everything contrary to what we're believing for. We're believing God and we're doing in a line with the projected manifestation taking place. So we're declaring that we're healthy and we're doing things that healthy people do. Healthy people, there's certain attributes that healthy people do. If you look at healthy people, there's certain things they do and there's certain things that they don't do. So when we're declaring that we're healthy, then we're lining ourselves up with health. When we're declaring the different things in our finances and stuff, then we're lining ourselves up with what financially prosperous people do. We're not acting contrary, but we're doing the things that is needed to have to operate and bring to pass that position of faith. I want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On